let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America, brought to you coast to coast on the Blue Funk Broadcasting Network. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us. Alan Adaschik is back with us on the program. His lifelong dream was to visit Alaska, America's last frontier, and a place that abounds with wildlife and unspoiled wilderness. Upon retiring, Al and his wife, Gail, sold everything, bought a motorhome to make his dream a reality. An Alaskan Adventure is a narrative about Al and Gail's trip, which highlights the places they visited, the wonderful things they experienced along the way. Great pictures in the book as well. Alan was raised in Brooklyn, New York, becoming an engineering student at the University of Michigan in its Naval ROTC program. He received his wings as a jet fighter pilot in 1966. After his military service, he earned an MBA in finance, various high-level jobs, a retired financial administrator for the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's the author of the much-talked-about 100 Years of Deception, A Blueprint for Destruction of a Nation, a book we just discussed about a year ago on This Week in America. You'll find it in our archives. And While We Sleep, A Story of Government Without Law. Alan Adaschik, author of Alaskan Adventure, A Travelogue, and Environmental Treatise, back with us on This Week in America. Alan, it's a pleasure. Been looking forward to this. Welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us once again.
It's good to be back, Rick.
So much to talk about. I love what you've done in the book, and I mentioned this was sort of like a lifelong dream. Talk about that. Why did you always want to visit Alaska?
Well, I'm a kind of environmentalist, and I think that the world's growing population is a threat to all of us. And I wanted to go someplace where it still seems like nature is in charge. And I felt Alaska is that place. And as things turned out, it truly is. It's an amazing place. It's a natural jewel. It really is.
We feel like we're there with you, with the pictures, with your description, the beauty, the animals, the struggles at times with the motorhome and going over the roads there. And we'll talk about that as well in the program. But it's like, wow, okay, you've done that. Is that like, okay, bucket list, check off, or would you like to go back to Alaska another time?
My visit to Alaska actually within the state itself lasted only 30 days. And we were a little bit rushed because we got a late stop because my wife had broken her ankle and she was recovering and we couldn't get away exactly when we wanted to. So it was a trip cut short, but what it did was make me very, very anxious to get back there and really take some time to see the state.
The book is An Alaskan Adventure, A Travelogue, and Environmental Treatise by our guest on the program, Alan Adaschik. The book is available, of course, at stratton-press.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. I hate to ask you the most beautiful place you visited, because as you're describing them, it's like every place you visited was beautiful. What would be at the top of your list? Tell us about some of the places that really took your breath away.
Well, it really, truly is amazing because the place is so gorgeous everywhere. And wherever you're at, it's beautiful. And what you're looking at pales in comparison to the memories you have of where you were before. But overall, I think that seeing Denali or Mount McKinley, as it used to be known, was the most impressive thing that I saw. I mean, this is a magnificent mountain, and it has the highest vertical relief of any mountain in the world. That means from the lower levels of the mountain, at the foot of the mountain, the distance to the top is the most of any mountain in the world.
In Alan's book, like I say, you feel like you're there. Pictures, his word description, you can really sense what it's like there. And it's just a beautiful place as described, and the pictures as well. Talk about exciting things that you did there, because I don't even know how you planned for a trip like this, because I would think every day is like a new adventure. What were some of the most exciting things you did while on the trip?
Well, certainly encountering animals like moose and bear and caribou and things like that, that kind of gets your blood going, especially if you're close to them. That's real exciting. But I really, my goal when I started this trip was to actually find gold somewhere in the wild. And in order to get to places where you have gold or can potentially find it, you have to cross some pretty rugged terrain. And doing that was quite exhilarating, especially when you consider that you could be walking down a trail and all of a sudden turn a corner and a grizzly bear could be standing there. So it's something that keeps your concentration up. Let's put it that way.
Well, you talk about encounters with animals, the elks in particular. I wanted to ask about the grizzlies because danger is just maybe a quarter mile away. You never quite know when you're going to run into those. And this fascination with gold, I love this. Talk about that. And did you find any gold while you were there?
Well, the first time we found gold was at a tourist stop when we bought a little packet that teaches you how to find gold and has a little magnifying glass and tweezers and vials for putting gold flakes in. And they give you actually gold-bearing earth. And so once I panned through that and learned how to pan, we did come up with some gold. But that wasn't what I wanted to do. I really wanted to go in the wild and find it. And as things turns out, we never did. It's gold is not easy to find. It takes a lot of persistence and hard work. And you talk to a lot of locals and you ask them, where's the best place to look for gold around here? And they'll give you a song and dance. But asking them to tell you where you can find gold is like asking a fisherman where his favorite fishing spot is. You're just not going to get a good answer, to say the least.
The last thing they want is somebody from the lower 48 coming up here taking some of their gold, obviously.
Right, right. I mean, you know, if they can find gold in a particular area, they're not going to tell anybody about it because they'll keep that to themselves. But there was a campground in Chicken, Alaska. And in that campground, it was actually also a gold mining camp. And the people that owned it had their own huge gold rig for separating dirt from gold. And what they did, they had beside the parking area, they had a bunch of 55-gallon drums cut in half. And these were filled with water. And the person that owned the park every so often would bring a pile of gold-bearing dirt to the area. And you would pan through that. And we did find quite a bit of gold. I mean, you know, not a lot, but maybe a couple of $100 worth.
You'll find all about this adventure in Alan's book, An Alaskan Adventure, a Travelogue, an Environmental Treatise. Alan Adaschik, our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's A-D-A-S-C-H-I-K. Link out by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at stratton-press.com. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places as well. What were some of the interesting things you learned about Alaska? I'm sure you had thoughts, your expectations when you made this trip, and sometimes those are different from the reality when you actually get there. What were some of the interesting aspects of the trip that you found out about the state?
Well, I think the most interesting and the most exciting was learning about gold dredges. I had no idea that these things existed, but what they are, they are huge barges. And in the front of the barge, they have a big arm that digs into the soil. The soil that comes up is brought up into the dredge with buckets. And then as the soil goes through the dredge, the gold is actually separated from the dirt. The dirt goes out the back, and the gold, of course, is saved and concentrated. But it's really interesting because these barges actually float on a puddle of water, and they move across the landscape. And how they move, by digging away the dirt in front and depositing it to the rear, the pond that they sit in moves with them. It's really an amazing process, and these barges are quite huge.
Would you go back to Alaska? Would you do things differently? Is there anything that I mentioned, the expectations, reality is always different once you get there? Would you do it differently if you go back?
Yes, I mentioned before that we were actually within the borders of Alaska for about 30 days. When I go back there, I want to spend at least 3 months in the state and really take my time and learn more about it.
How about interesting people? You mentioned the people with the gold, very secretive about where the good locations are to find gold. What were the people like there? Do you meet interesting people on the trip?
Very much so, because they have a different attitude. They there's no crowds, and so when you meet somebody, they really appreciate talking to you, and they open up. And you can learn a lot about them, and they enjoy the conversation as much as you do.
Yes, with us on the program, Alan Adaschik. He's author of the book, The Alaskan Adventure, book available at stratton-press.com, all of the usual places. Talking about the people there, and just talk about that relationship. And, boy, it seems like they live in one of the most picturesque parts of the world, actually.
Well, I'd say so, of course. Now, there's a lot of beautiful places in the world, but Alaska is among them. And again, they really have a lust for life. They enjoy the state that they're in, and they welcome visitors, because visitors give them an opportunity to learn about a little bit about the lower 48, too.
It's such a fascinating trip. The book is so well done, again, with all of these pictures. Talk about people who have always thought, I would like to do that someday. What advice would you give people that have thought about, okay, I've got that on my bucket list, I'd love to go to Alaska. Any advice for somebody who would like to do that?
Yes. The way to do it is with a recreational vehicle or a motorhome. You can go there and you can take cruises to Alaska. And you certainly see some spectacular things when you do that. But if you really want to learn what the state is all about, you have to actually be there on the roads.
Well, talk about taking the motorhome. And you talked about, you know, going up mountains and sort of holding your breath as you were going up or coming back down the mountain. What was that like? And what are the roads like there? Are the roads mostly the ones that you were on? Were they decent to travel on?
Well, yes, they were, but the road system actually forms a triangle, and the entire road system is in the southeast part of the state. Those roads, the Alaskan Highway itself is a fine paved road almost all the way, and then when you get in Alaska, you do have what I call the Alaskan Triangle. Boy, I got a tickle in my throat.
The weather will do that. The weather will do that.
But so the roads themselves, the main roads in Alaska, which form a triangle, are in excellent shape also. I mean, you can travel there in any type of vehicle you want. However, once you get off of those main roads, you do get into some, they're dirt roads or gravel roads, and they're really well kept and in good shape. But when you travel on something that for a long time, blowouts and worn tires are a common occurrence.
Now, this trip actually started, what, in Indiana, I believe? I mean, you had a long way to go just to finally make it to Alaska, as you talked about.
Well, we started actually from Florida, but as long as we were going to be heading up north, I headed to Indiana. That's where my brother lives, and we spent a day or two with him before really jumping off and heading west.
That what a trip. How long were you gone from the time you pulled out of the driveway in Florida until the time you came back? How long were you gone?
Oh, it was about 2.5 months.
Just what a wonderful, wonderful experience. And a few minutes left in the program. I mentioned you're an environmentalist. The book, part of the subtitle, is a travelogue, an environmental treatise. Talk about the wildlife that you saw once again, because that's just so impressive and so close you came to something that most of us will never see in person. And then talk about the beauty and how precious that is to have the environment like that and what we need to do to keep that.
Well, the animals, you know, the roads are civilization, but the animals don't know that it is. So when you travel around Alaska, you're seeing moose on the side of the road, you're seeing bears, you're seeing mountain goats, you know, it's just they're everywhere, really. And this is what gives you a feeling that Mother Nature still has a chance in the world. And that's what I enjoyed, is just being a part of it, taking pictures and seeing what nature is supposed to be like.
What do you hope the readers take away? I mean, it's really an interesting story. It's a fascinating story. A lot of us would like to take that, and we can't, so we'll be there with you. But it's more than that, isn't it? You're really focusing on the beauty of that area, and it's sort of a wake-up call to all of us, whether it's Alaska or wherever we live in, whatever state we live in, to really pay more attention to the environment, because it's fragile, isn't it?
It's very fragile, and people don't realize how fragile it is. We only have one planet, and this one planet is what sustains us. And if we don't take care of what we have, we're going to lose it. There's no doubt about that.
Well, you bring that home so well in words and pictures. The book, An Alaskan Adventure, A Travelogue, and Environmental Treatise by Ellen Adaschik, our guest on the program. That's Adaschik. We talked about the other books that you'd written. One we talked about here in the program about a year or so ago. What are you working on now? I can't imagine you're just sitting back and, you're enjoying life, but sitting back and not thinking about to write another book. What are you working on now?
I really, my books are political in nature, and I've kind of said all I have to say in that regard. So I thought about writing another book to kind of further put forth my views. But when I go back and review what I've done, it'd just be redundant. So, no, I'm not going to write another book. What I do now mostly is I write articles and essays for publication on the internet. And I enjoy doing that because it doesn't take a lot of my time, and it's not a big project. You just do one when you feel like it.
And you sort of get gratification quicker, don't you? You don't have to go through the whole writing process and publishing and getting the book out there and waiting to see the response. You can write it, it gets published, and you get a response. I want a minute or so left here. You're living, I understand now, North Carolina, not Florida, North Carolina. And talk about beauty, the way it sounds, that area you're living, I mean, that's pretty close to heaven, isn't it, where you're located now?
It is, but even here, I bought my first, I actually own four deeded lots, but I bought my first piece of property in 2004 after coming back from Alaska. And it's amazing how the traffic has increased and the number of homes that are going up all the time. So even here where it's more of a natural paradise, It's slowly disappearing. It really is. And that's the sad part. We have a beautiful world that we live in, and we just can't keep adding to its population and expect it to survive.
Well, that's one of the nice things about Alan's book and Alaskan Adventure. It brings that home, the beauty, and it's not necessarily always going to be there unless we take care of it. And that goes for wherever we live, because if you go back even 5-10 years, wherever you live, chances are you'll see dramatic changes, and you read about all of the environmental changes that are taking place, the climate changes as well. The book by Alan is An Alaskan Adventure, A Travelogue, and Environmental Treatise. Ellen Adaschik, that's Adaschik. You'll find it at stratton-press.com. You'll find it Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, and you can link on directly and get information on Ellen's book. Ellen, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. I love the book, The Travelogue. Love to go to Alaska sometime. Hopefully you can make it back up there as well. Thank you for sharing the story with us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate your having me here.
It is always a pleasure. With us on the program, Ellen Adaschik. And again, the book is An Alaskan Adventure. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.